Intoxicating drink, who stay up late in the evening so that wine may inflame them. Their banquets are accompanied by lyre and harp, by tambourine and flute, and by wine. But they do not pay attention to the deeds of the Lord, nor do they consider the work of His hand. Therefore, my people go into exile for their lack of knowledge, and their nobles are famished, and their multitude is parched with thirst. The common people will be humbled, and the person of importance brought low. The eyes of the haughty also will be brought low. But the Lord of armies will be exalted in judgment, and the holy God will show himself holy in righteousness. Then the lambs will graze as in their pasture, and strangers will eat in the ruins of the wealthy. Woe to those who drag wrongdoing with the cords of deceit, and sin as if with cart ropes, who say, let him hurry, let him do his work quickly, so that we may see it, and let the plan of the Holy One of Israel approach and come to pass, so that we may know it. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for intoxicating drink, who declare the wicked innocent for a bribe, and take away the rights of the ones who are in the right. Therefore, as a tongue of fire consumes stubble, and dry grass collapses in the flame, so their root will become like rot, and their blossom blow away like dust. For they have rejected the law of the Lord of armies, and discarded the word of the Holy One of Israel. For this reason, the anger of the Lord His hand. the earth. And behold, it will come with speed swiftly. No one in it is tired or stumbles, no one slumbers or sleeps. Nor is the undergarment at his waist loosened, nor his sandal strap broken. Its arrows are sharp and all its bows are bent. The hoofs of its horses seem like flint, and its chariot wheels like a storm wind. Its roaring is like a lioness, and it roars like young lions. It growls as it seizes the prey and carries it off with no one to save, and it'll it on that day like the roaring of the sea. If one looks across to the land, behold, there's darkness and distress. Even the light is darkened by its clouds.